All right, if you're on hold, stay there. Phone call is coming up a little bit later on, but we are joined right now by a tight end for the Baltimore Ravens. He is entering his second season. He was a first-team All-SEC-er. He was the 25th pick overall in 2018 out of South Carolina. Baltimore is coming off a 10-6 season, and they open up against Miami on September 8th. That, of course, is a CBS game. Hayden Hurst is my guest. Hayden, good to have you back. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you. Listen, let's talk about your offseason really quickly. I know you put on 20 pounds in the offseason, and you've been going through workouts. Your head coach, John Harbaugh, described you, quote, as a man on a mission. How has that offseason gone for you, and does that sound about right? Do you feel like you're a man on a mission?
Oh, absolutely. You know, with the injury last year, you know, it kind of set me back a little bit. I wasn't able to do what I'm capable of doing. So this offseason, the plan was to get back to what I was at South Carolina. That was around 255, 260, and just so I could play a little bit faster and a little bit more physical. So absolutely, Harbs hit the nail on the head. I'm on a mission this year.
Hayden Hurst joining us. In terms of the injury, for those who do not know, you suffered a stress fracture in your foot. Like, how challenging was that for you to deal with? And then at the same time, what did you learn from the entire experience?
For me, it was really hard because this has been my first football injury ever. So, you know, having to take a step back off the field and just let it work its course and heal. I was never really 100% last year. You know, I had a screw in my foot the entire year, still there. But, you know, you kind of have those aches and pains. But, yeah, you know, it's definitely something I'm glad I went through. It's only going to make me stronger. It's only going to make me want, you know, more success on the field.
We're talking to Hayden Hurst. You know, in the final few games of the year, from the outside anyway, it seemed like you started to kind of find your rhythm. I know you're not looking to take a victory lap, but was there an element of pride for you in the way you came back and the fact that you were able to make an impact late?
I think so. That was huge for my confidence. I think the biggest thing for me is the more that I get in the rotation, the more that the coaches trust me, it's just going to help my confidence because it's going to let me know that I'm playing at a high level, which I know that I'm capable of, but I think me and Lamar started clicking towards the end, and hopefully, you know, it's just a sign of things to come.
Hayden Hurst is joining us. You mentioned Lamar. You and Lamar Jackson were part of that same draft class. Like, what do you make of the way he showed up last year, not only as a player, but as a leader?
Man, he's just so impressive the way he carries himself. I know he catches a lot of flack in the media about stuff, but he's such an incredible athlete. It's fun to watch him grow just every day. You know, he'll have one bad throw in a period, and the next period, he's incredible. I mean, he just bounces back from stuff. He's really fun to watch, and I'm just glad I'm his teammate.
You know, I wonder, what about the NFL? Is there something maybe that you know about the NFL and life in the league that maybe you did not know before your rookie season? Not only, I mean, is it pretty much what you expected, or did you learn something about that going in?
For me, I think the difference between college football and the NFL is guys are just so much more on top of their stuff. There's not many busted assignments like you'll see in college where a side of the field will be completely vacated. You know, guys don't really mess up, you know, because it's life or death out there. You know, they're trying to make money and provide for their families. So there's not really a lot of busted coverages or missed assignments, and you really have to be on top of the playbook and know your stuff.
And once they start paying you, things change. Hayden Hurst is joining us. You know, I know you're on your grind, you're on your mission, but during the offseason, were you able to get away a little bit? As an example, did I see you posting on Instagram that you made it out here to California? Where did you go and how did that go for you?
Yeah, I was able to kind of get away from football for a little bit and meet up with some old baseball buddies out there. I went to San Diego for a little bit, then met up with some friends in Newport Beach, stayed at Pelican Hill. So it was cool. You know, I gave me a different perspective of the West Coast. It's beautiful out there. I love it. The weather's great. I think the biggest thing was it was just huge for me to decompress and get away from the season a little bit and meet up with some old buddies.
Now we're talking. All right, so I know these spots really, really well. Tell me about Pelican. Did you play any golf out there? Did you find your way to Javier's down the street?
We did not. We went over to Laguna Beach a little bit and walked around. Went up to a few restaurants. But, man, it is something else out there. It's a whole new world. And it is just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, no, that's a great property. And Laguna's great, too. Did you get some sun or was it fogged in, socked in?
No, we got a lot of sun. We had a resort there at Pelican Hill. We were able to kind of go by the pool and hang out and go to Laguna Beach a little bit and walk around. I think we decided it's going to be an annual thing. So me and my buddies are going to meet up there next year in January.
Got to. Got to. Did you hit that giant round pool at Pelican?
Yes, absolutely. That's where we were sitting.
Hiddenhurst joining us. All right, one more thing, too. Last month, you had a tweet that went viral. The tweet was, quote, "To the gorgeous tall brunette on my flight to Baltimore, you walk incredibly fast. I couldn't catch up, but here's hoping you have Twitter, hashtag the one that got away." How surprised were you that that tweet went viral?
I mean, wow. I told my sister, I tweeted it out as a joke. I mean, I saw this girl, and I tossed this tweet out at the airport, you know, just laughing around, joking. And the next thing I know, it's on Fox News. And, man, that tweet took a life of its own. And it just kind of cracks me up because, obviously, you can tell it's the off season, you know.
Dude, what a world, man. Welcome to 2019. Now, did you ever hear back?
Nothing yet. I heard back from Spirit Airlines, and everybody's on the lookout. But, you know, I'll keep everybody posted, but nothing back yet.
Hiddenhurst is joining us. Listen, you and I talked last year, and we talked about your journey and some of the challenges along the way. Last month, you spent time visiting schools, and you were talking to students about mental health. Why was that something that you wanted to talk to kids about?
Well, for me and my family, it's something that kind of hits home with us. In 2006, my uncle took his life, and 2 years later, his son took his life. So mental health and suicide prevention is something that hits really home with the Hurst family. I struggled with my own issues, you know, my 3 years in professional baseball after high school. So it's something that we really want, you know, to continue the discussion on. It's a topic that not many people enjoy talking about. You know, you kind of mention mental health to people and they get, you know, a little weird about it. But, you know, it's something that I'm not afraid to talk about. It's what has made me and shaped me into who I am. So, you know, if I can continue the conversation and bring light to it, you know, that's the goal.
You know, I appreciate that and I respect that so much. Hiddenhurst is my guest. What do you think it means for a kid to see a big football player standing in front of them talking about mental health? And what are you hoping they'll take away from it?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of my whole, you know, conversation when I talk to these kids. If they can see, you know, this big NFL tight end, you know, football player, hey, he has mental health issues too, and that's something that I can relate to. You know, I can seek help if he can. And I think that's the biggest message I try to get across to these kids is just ask for help. You know, it's perceived as a weakness right now, but it's absolutely not. You know, it was the best thing I ever did for myself to reach out for help. I was able to kind of change my life and take me down this path where I'm at now.
We're talking to Hiddenhurst. You know, I wonder, one of your messages is just that, that it's okay to not be okay. It sounds really simple, but what was the process like for you to learn that?
Oh, wow. It took me about 3 or 4 years, you know, to finally reach out and seek help. But I think the biggest thing is when it starts affecting your social life and the person that, who God intended you to be, that's when you need to seek help and you need to ask for help and reach out for somebody. For me, it was my family. They've always been my support system forever and ever, and they always will be. But just if you start feeling off or anything like that, just reach out for help because there's so many people out there that want to help you.
See, Hayden, the thing is I've got two teenage sons, and we talk about this all the time as a family. You really don't know what these kids are dealing with. Let me finally ask you, like, what would you say to somebody right now who is dealing with their mental health and they're feeling like they're all alone and they really don't know where to turn or what to do?
Well, first things first, you're not alone. Everybody battles through their own issues. You know, everybody fights their own fight. And I don't think when you're in that, you do feel alone and you don't feel like there's anyone there for you. Because trust me, I know that feeling. I've been through it. And by no means does this mean that I'm over it. It's something that I deal with to this day. But I've definitely had different methods to kind of help me with it and get through it. Again, my family, through journaling. But I promise you, there's people out there that care about you and genuinely want to help and see you succeed.
He is entering his second season. He is a tight end for the Baltimore Ravens. He was a first-team All-SEC-er. Baltimore coming off a 10-6 season. He's a man on a mission. Hiddenhurst, my guest. Hayden, really good to have you back. Appreciate that conversation a lot, man. Great talking to you.
Yes, sir, Mr. Realm. Thank you so much.
Great talking to you, sincerely. Seriously. And he is so interesting and so much to like about that conversation.